I'm here with Kathy Van Bibber in Nalergu, Ghana. Kathy came out here to volunteer for a month. She's actually not doing medical work, so I'm going to start out by asking her where she's from and let her give a little bit about her background. So go ahead, Kathy. Where are you from in the U.S. and what do you do?
I'm from Mountain Grove, Missouri. It's south central Missouri. Very small town, 4,500 people, and I'm an elementary music teacher.
How did you find out about the opportunity to come out here to Nalergu, to the Baptist Medical Center?
My daughter Jessica had the opportunity to come be a doctor at the hospital, and they wanted volunteers, and when she found out they liked teachers to come, she said, I had to come, so here I am.
Did you have any hesitations about coming, or were you just ready gung-ho?
I was ready gung-ho, but I had to ask my superintendent, and when my superintendent and principal said go, I was on it.
What exactly has your ministry here been since you're not actually working in the hospital? What have you been doing?
I'm actually working in two different schools, a Happy Child Learning Center, and I teach music to second, third, and fourth graders and play with the little ones. And at St. Patrick's, I sing with 160 students every day.
And so how's that been different from what you're used to in the States in an elementary school? I know it's not quite the same here.
No, I have 600 students in the elementary school in Missouri, but I have 25 to 27 at a time, so I had a much larger group here.
What were the challenges coming from the States and public school system there, and then coming here and working in, I guess this wasn't actually public school, these were private schools, but what were some of the challenges that you ran into with that?
These students learn very, very easily. They're very good oral listeners. They learn by repeating everything that you say. But the problem is the teachers beat them if they do not do the right thing. That's hard for me.
Do you have any specific examples of situations with the teachers that are different?
Yes, the teacher said, if you do not behave, I will take my gun out and shoot you.
So you're going to try that when you go back to the States to discipline kids?
I don't think so.
What are some of the highlights of working with the kids here and what you were doing?
They love the salminga. That's white person. And they come and love on you all day long. So if you love children, this is the place to be. If you don't like to be around children, you should not play in the schools.
I know you were working on a mural. Can you talk about that, what you were doing at the Happy Child Learning Center with the mural?
Yes. He's building a toddler's paradise for children 1.5 years and younger. And I'm drawing pictures all over the walls. So when they start in January, it will be completed and it will be painted and a beautiful place for these little children.
And what exactly are you doing on the mural? What are you painting?
Right at the entrance, there's a picture that says, Welcome to Toddler's Paradise, and it's a picture of Jesus holding little children, and children are coming to them. I am drawing tools and food and the alphabet and numbers and just basic children's pictures.
I know you've been going to market just almost any time it's market day. So what are some of your impressions of the culture and the people here in West Africa, and what are you going to take back with you to the States from here?
It's very, very crowded. And there are many people at market. They sell very strange things. The dried fish are nasty.
Was there anything you tried at market? That any foods you bought or tried?
The soup balls are stinky. It's about a golf ball sized mass of black goo, and it smells horrible, and they use it to season their soup.
As opposed to us going to the supermarket in the States and buying one of those little packets.
Like bouillon.
What would you say to anyone who is thinking about coming out? A lot of people hear that we have the Baptist Medical Center here and they think, you know, it's all medical missions. But what would you say to encourage other people to come out?
Anyone can come because they will accept help from anyone, and anything that you have as a talent could be used in Nalergu. Just be prepared to be very, very hot. God can use you in any way. If you are willing to come, He will put you to good use.
And how hot did it get here while you were here?
My thermometer said 119 in the area I was working in.
And you survived, and you sound good, so that shouldn't scare anybody off. Thanks for talking with me, Kathy, and it's been fun working with you here the 2 weeks we've been here together.
Thank you.